Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about what Ash Friendly offers. And not all the only thing that we really deeply offer is the ability to have self-care for yourself, find out that loving yourself is the best way forward, no matter where you are in life. No matter if you're the richest and most successful person in the world, or the person in jail on death row, or you're feeling that you're right better to die, just love yourself. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for the ability to accept who you are. That's it. That little bit of self-care you do every day can be added on to a little more, a little more, a little more, and a little more. And that will change your whole life. Because the only difference between evil and good is self-care. Self-care is the only way for us to get out. Because if we constantly care about our actions, constantly care about who we are, constantly care about what we need to do together to making sure that you have the correct self-care for yourself. Self-care is not something that you want to take lightly by self-medicating yourself or by saying this is self-care when it just hurts other people. Self-care doesn't hurt other people. It loves everyone else around you, the environment, and yourself. That is the correct care. For example, when I eat correctly, I have more energy, I'm more flexible. When I have more energy, I can go out and work out. And I can get nice tone, lose some weight. When I do that, I have to stretch, get more flexible. When I do that, my mind and my body are together and I can interact and communicate with the world correctly, being respectful. From there, there's no hatred that I need to tell people or hatred that I need to share with anyone, regardless of what they do to me. They cut me off in the middle of a parking lot, or if they slam the door in my face as I'm carrying my Christmas gifts, it's okay. I'm all right with that. Because they had no respect for themselves. They're not going to give me any respect or the environment any respect. But I will still respect them. Because if you start to give people respect and giving people just the same, treat them the same way you treat yourself, which is, I might regard myself as very highly person. I have to come first. Then I can love my girlfriend the same way. Love my kitties the same way. Love my family the same way. But I have to love myself first. And if you don't know how to do that, then where are we? But that's what Ash Friendly comes with. That is what we offer. We offer meaning. We offer purpose and understanding. That's it. And you'll be surprised how many people are looking for that on a day-to-day basis. Because no one offers it. They can offer it a product they buy, but that's a product and it's not going to last that long. It has to come within. And that only comes in with self-esteem. So if we can communicate with people correctly and find ways where they can accept my love and accept my care, then they in turn will, oh, well, he just gave me a nice jersey. I mean, it's not my favorite team. I don't really like the player. But he was thoughtful enough because he knows that, like, I like the colors. I'll wear it. And he accepted that. He couldn't accept maybe an I love you or hey, I care about you. He couldn't accept my money or a ride because he just feels guilty about getting in the ride. It's a Mercedes Benz. He feels like, well, I just don't feel like I deserve being in, you know, in a Benz. Well, he accepted the jersey because he loves sports. And that's where it begins. Because now that I know I can communicate with him with sports, and I can communicate with a tank top and a jersey, there's got to be other ways that I can show him that he's important. But what if I just send him a nice letter or a card? Will he respect that? Not being too in his face and too aggressive. He could. And it's a nice little start. Because now that person feels a little bit of love every day from someone he barely knows. And therefore, he's going to love himself a little more. Well, I mean, this guy seems like he cares about me. Well, I'm going to brush my teeth today. I'm going to comb my hair today because if I see my friend, then I want to look presentable. That's all it is. So now I'm building self-esteem up with people who have never had any or don't even know how to receive it, don't know how to give it. And we're teaching them step by step. Well, how do I get, you know what, I want to know what this empathy thing is. Well, how do I do that? Well, let's start off in the basics. Let's make some food for people. Let's do something nice, making some food. Now, one, you think about it, it's not about the actual giving away the food. I go back to him, or her, person I'm dealing with. Well, that person is making food. He's giving himself care. He's teaching a new skill. He's learning how to make food so he can eat later. He's learning that, yeah, well, these are brownies, and I also eat brownies, I don't want to get fat, but like, if you're making a product, or you're making a food, then enjoy it. If you're going to buy the brownie somewhere else, don't buy it and don't eat it because you didn't earn it. Because the thing about that is if you worry about all the calories, it's easier just to go buy something, but it takes brownies 2 hours to make. So by the time the brownies are ready to go, it might be dinner time, you have the brownies after dinner, and that still will give you the satisfaction of having a brownie, having the salty and the sweetness and the crispness of a brownie. That's how food works. Because now you're not only loving yourself when you're eating the brownie, you're loving yourself when you make it. And then you're going to give that to someone. That's called, it's like, oh, here, I made you some brownies. I really know you've had a bad day, but I made brownies. Now, those people know each other. This person doesn't cook, he doesn't bake. Where are you making brownies? How are you making brownies? Your arms don't work. Your legs don't work. How are you making? I'm making brownies. I made them for you. Because he made them for himself because he loved himself enough to get up today. To accept that I'm going to try. I'm going to make a difference in my life. And I'm standing firm on it. I cannot stand, but I'm going to stand firm. And I cannot bake, but I'm going to bake somehow. And I baked you these brownies because you've had an awful week, awful day. Share them with me. And that's how it starts. And then that person comes in. Talks to Ash Friendly. Ash Friendly is like, I don't get it. This guy who's friend and he's being sweet and nice. He's being caring. What is this? I feel different. Good. Have you felt these feelings before? No, I haven't, but it just feels good to be cared for by someone who doesn't even know how to care. So how can I do that? And then we sit down with you. And we talk to you. And we figure out what we can do. And it slowly evolves to smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller things. And if we take care of all the broken glass in life and the broken window or the smashed car or the chalk or the sidewalk or whatever little thing we can take care of, the big things will take care of itself. We can't take care of all the society's problems, but we can start with individuals and things that taking care of the small things to have a better person standing in front of you than there was yesterday. And giving people ideas that are greater than themselves, greater than this world, giving people emotions they've never felt before just by making brownies. It's the little things in life. And when you care about the little things, everything will just fall into place. It's going step by step, folks. And that's what we do together. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you love the world, love yourself, love the people around you, and the environment a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening to Ash Friendly. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.